It's Talking Sport for a Friday night. JP here with John Gotland and Chris Bass. And now it is time to move on to what's happening at the top of the league. It's like I say, it's been a while since we've all chatted, and you say a couple of leagues to St. George's since we last year. Chris Bass, obviously St. George's manager. This year, though, not having it all your own way.
No, it's actually, some would say it's good for Manx football to there be the opportunity where maybe two or three teams have the opportunity of doing better than they have done in the past. And Peel this year, they've brought in a few players that aren't from the west of the island, and it's obviously that little mix of blood has made them a better outfit.
What's anything changed as far as St. George's are concerned as well, or is it purely Peel have upped their game?
Well, I think obviously Peel have upped their game, but on the same side of things, St. George's have been without a number of players this year through long-term injuries. For instance, James McStay, Chris Bass Jr., Sam Kane, they virtually missed, 80% of the season or more. I think our Chris has only played one league game. James McStay hasn't played any. Yes, he did. He came on for a little bit down at Peel. So I think that's had a big part to play when you've had a depleted squad. And I think throughout the season, people have looked at St. George's, and we've had support from the combination, from younger players and Gary Burns, and which is it's difficult for us, and Lee Dixon, where other clubs have got bigger squads, basically.
And despite the problems you've had, you're still in it.
We're still in it because of the guys that they're stalwarts. They're good players. You can't take anything away from those guys that have achieved so much, and they still want to achieve a little bit more yet before they finish. The opportunity will be there for them. They're only 30 years old. They can play over here till at least 35. At the same time, Peel can get stronger because Peel's youth squad is quite good, and it's always developing, decent players.
I mean, you say you've got another 3, 4, 5 seasons in them. As manager, though, are you noticing now that your core players, the guys that have brought you all the success, they're hitting 30? Are you now starting to look to the future yet, or you still think another couple of years?
We always look to the future. If somebody's out there that is actually good enough to tie down a place, then they would actually replace. It wouldn't matter if it was replacing likes of Chris Bass Jr. or John Myers or Callum Morris. If they were better, they would be in. And it would be up for those other players to try and push somebody else out the side rather than not being picked. That's the process. That's the way football should be. That's, one of the ways we can only improve, really.
And I suppose as St. George's manager, you'd like to be romping to another title, but the football man in you must be quite liking the competition.
Yes and no. Yes and no. It's frustrating at times when you're struggling on the sideline and you're not getting exactly what you want from your players, but it's like I said before, the what they have won in the past, it's difficult to maintain that great standard that they've kept for so many years. And you're asking them to look beyond just the football. You're asking them to look at their lifestyle, what they do on a Friday night. If teams are going to catch up, it means we need to push on. And if we have to do something different to stay at the top, then we've got to find what we need to do and get it done.
Sorry, I've just finished my pizza there. I can join in now.
Do you want to wipe my mouth, John?
It's unbelievable. Domino's pizza's great. But it's interesting that you have lost two matches this year and your best player's out, Chris Bass Jr., as far as I'm concerned, being the best player on the Isle of Man for St. George's for years. I know you've got a load of other good players, and if Callum and McNulty got injured. But I'm just looking at Peel there. They haven't lost, they've only drawn two. Now they're without their best player, Hurtie, at the back. I know they scraped over the line against Laxey on Saturday. It'll be interesting to see how they get on without Hurtie, because he is a fantastic player.
Well, when we played Peel, I don't think Nick was... The most recent game when we played Peel, I don't think Nick was troubled at all. I don't particularly feel that Callum and Kieran McNulty had the best of games on that day. And also, Nick Hurt is a great organiser. He reminds me, when he sits there at the back, he reminds me a little bit of Squeak. He's not getting involved with everything, but he's also pulling the strings for everybody else by talking, which is sometimes, it's one of the best things you can have in a football team, somebody that organises and talks.
He helps me referee. He's pretty good, isn't he? He always referees my matches for me.
Yeah.
But without Hurtie at the back, looking at their fixtures, Biff, they've got quite tough compared to you. I think you've got a quite easy run in.
I think we talked about that before. Obviously, they will miss a player like Nick, and I don't know whether it's true, but it was rumoured that his suspension of 6 matches is going to incorporate his Masters football matches as well, which seems a bit strange to me to be able to say you can count the Premier League game 1 and then a Masters fixture 2, Premier League game 3, then a Masters fixture 4. I don't see how that correlates with everybody else who's not in a position to play Masters or futsal. So that seems a bit strange, doesn't it? Just because you don't play in something, it means you're suffering an extra penalty.
Well, it'll be the same for other people who are banned as well, I suppose.
If you play Masters, what happens if you don't?
Well, Nick Hurt's in the under-18s team now, so he's banned. He'll be up next week.
So that's it. Yeah, he'll be finished. I just think it's perhaps something that it needs looking at. This is nothing to do with against Nick Hurt. This is just the regulation from the FA. Whether that's true, we'll wait and see. But yes, I think Peel will certainly miss the organisation.
I think they'll struggle without him, but they have got good players to come in. So it's going to be what you wanted for the last few years. You've had it so easy.
Well, Adam Kajim played really well against us.
The ex-Russian lad?
Yeah, he played really well against us. So, you know, maybe he might blossom now without Nick Hurt being there. He might actually blossom into being the figure that, you know, what they're looking for. You just don't know.
Well, Squeak will sort the back four out as well. He'll organise them. Falky will organise the midfield. And Rick Holden, he's still in the background there, isn't he? He's a good lad, Rick.
Rick's very knowledgeable, and he'll always be putting his pennyworth in, won't he, when he comes onto the pitch as a physio and things. Yeah. He just loves the game of football, which is great to see.
Well, you probably want St George's to win, as the rest of the team, but me and JP, I can't sit on the fence. At the beginning, when you did the predictions, whatever Bassey says, I used to go the other way.
So at the last count then, 79,000 people want Peel to win.
And 5 million want Tommy Crowe to referee the match.
Tommy Crowe.
Did you see
now,
that?
What's he done for Manx football? if we weren't on the map before, where we are now, aren't we?
Oh,
5
tremendous.
Million hits. Somebody said he's getting a pound a hit, isn't he?
Can you imagine that?
Yeah.
10 pence a hit would be, what, 50,000 or something?
Didn't we talk about it before? He had his book out, but it wasn't taking cards. He was writing his shopping list, wasn't he?
Unbelievable. Have you seen a JP?
No, I haven't, no.
Oh, it's tremendous, tremendous. I wish it was me. 5 million hits, I'd be doing
interviews.
It's
actually gone up for nominations against Gladiator.
Right, so there we go. That's what's happening at the top of the league. Just very quickly, before we take another track of music, with the success of St George's over the last few years, You're a victim of your own success, because you're everybody's cup final, aren't you? Everybody must raise their game when they play St George's, which can't help you.
I think that's a good thing, though, because if everybody raised their game to play us, then it means we're going to get a better game from that team than necessarily other teams are. But it's important that they raise their game, because if you don't try, then there's not much point. Yeah. Being there, basically, you may as well be going, you know, fishing or doing something else if you're not going to put the effort in.
Very true indeed. Right, that's the league dealt with. Chris Bass, of course, manager of St George's, and Mifa. We'll talk about that next.